Okay, welcome back to the podcast. I am out on
a
walk,
and
it has been a couple of weeks since I've popped in out here. I am sending this very impromptu as I'm walking. I don't even have my fancy mic, and I'm just talking into my basic headset on my phone. And you know what? I think that's the reminder for each and every one of us. Is that no perfectly imperfect no is the best way to be sometimes. No, and if we overthink, if we overcomplicate things, it just leads to a whole lot of feeling a little wackadoodle. So this morning, I want to kind of catch you up on life and share with you some basic shit that I am doing right now to recalibrate my body from this season of summer that I have been in, and I know so many of you have been in. And so it is August 21st as I'm recording this. I am trusting that whenever you listen to this, it is going to be the exact message that you need to hear, no matter where you're at. So let's dive in and let's catch up. So August 21st, yesterday, I dropped my firstborn off at college for the very first time. And holy shit, this has been a roller coaster of emotions. And I'm going to record an entire other episode on the process of sending him off to college and seasons and the wisdom I shared with him and all of the things. But that's not what today is about. Today is about so many of us as women, we are entrepreneurs. We are here. We're chasing our dreams. We know that there is something else out there for us, that we are here to step into another level. We've been feeling this urge this entire year of 2026 with the fire horse energy. And the first part of the year was really about letting it all burn down, like not in a bad way, but letting relationships dissolve, allowing seasons to come to an end in our lives. Maybe like for me, it's with your children. My oldest wrapped up his year as a senior. He's headed out to college. I've got my second one that is now driving and starting high school. And I'm just in a different season of life than when I first started my doTERRA business in 2012. In that season, I was rocking babies and I was, you know, still breastfeeding and I still hadn't even had my third child. Like he wasn't even in this world or even a thought with us yet. And I was in the thick of little kids. And now I'm in this season of letting my little birdies fly. And it's a completely different season, but that's kind of what the fire horse year has been all about. It's about these big realizations of what needs to go, what needs to be cleaned out of the closet, and what new chapter we need to step into. And so that first part of the year for so many of us has been that, whether we are consciously aware of that or it's just kind of still brewing in our subconscious, that's where we've been. And now we step into the part of the fire horse season where the horse gets to run, right? Where we get to step truly and fully into our dreams. And it's time to like hit the go button almost. But we layer this in this month of August where we're in this eclipse season where it's kind of like we're unpacking all of this stuff that still needed to be unpacked so we could move into the season of running, right? And so that's where we've all been. And then we add this another layer on top of all of it. And this other layer is that so many of us are moms too. And summer has been about outward expression. And we have been living in this season of our kids home from school, schedules a little off, sleeping in, you know, staying up late, enjoying summer. And I feel like I always go into summer with these big, bold plans. Like I was like, oh, I'm going to do this and this and this in my business. And most of summer was honestly a derailment from that, right? It's like, this is my expectations. I have them up here at this really high bar, this really high standard of what summer is going to be. And then it comes in a completely different way. Like most of the summer, I was
experiencing ascension flu, which is really just your physical body showing you signs of the up levels, the upgrades that you are experiencing because of the cosmos, these old identities going to the wayside, these old relationships falling to the wayside. That's so important in this fire horse year. And it brings around like real physical side effects. And I had that, like my body was heavy. I was saying yes to too many things that did not light me up, that were weighing me down. I was not living in my fullest expression of joy. And then we added on all of the kids' activities and all of the beauty of summer. And so that combination kind of drains our creativity, our spunk, our desire. And this is really normal. So that's my biggest message for you right now is that sometimes we just need to allow summer to be what summer needs to be. I'm already looking ahead to next summer and I'm like, you know what? I am going to plan it in that I'm not actually going to have expectations for my work next summer besides to have fun and experience joy and be present with my children. And so before we go any further, let's just take like this really big inhale in through the nose and out through the mouth and allow ourselves to just say, it is safe for me to exhale right now. And no matter what expectations you went into the summer having, what expectations you've gone into 2026 having, you are allowing yourself to exhale and you're allowing yourself to just be and to be present in this moment and to know that however your summer has gone, it has been enough. It has been enough. And that you are going to allow yourself a little grace right now. Because right now we're going into a transition, right? We're still in this eclipse season. We're still unpacking the old. And we're getting ready. Our bodies, whether we consciously know this or it's happening in our subconscious, meaning we're kind of like, we can kind of feel it, but we're not quite sure what we feel. Either way, we're getting ready to go into a season of busy. And for some of you that are listening, that might be a season of busy with your children where you are, you know, like your children are super active in all of their activities and you're going into a season of busy where you are the mom that is the anchor of the sports team and the anchor of, you know, figuring out the meals and all of that with your kids. You're like the anchor of your family systems, which is many of us, right? And then maybe on top of that, you're adding in, you are going into a season in your business where you're also like, no, it's time to run. It's time to stop messing around, which I know so many of us are feeling. I know I'm feeling it. I've got all these ideas coming through of what I'm going to start offering in the next couple of weeks, where we're going to go, some really fun stuff that's kind of different than what I've done before, where I've just kind of dabbled with it. It's like, no, it's time to actually jump in and dive into some of this newness that we're here to experience and we're here to create. But it's almost like right now, what I need to remind you of today and for, you know, probably the next couple of weeks till about the beginning of September, is that this is our recalibration point, right? Our bodies are recalibrating. And so many times we dismiss what this recalibration is actually doing in our physical bodies, right? We dismiss it. We're like, oh, I should just keep pushing. We're these like firstborn daughters, these high performers, these overachievers. They're like, we're constantly trying to prove ourselves of like, oh, I can, like, it's no big deal that I just dropped my firstborn off at college. It's no big deal that we're starting the school year. It's no big deal that we're going to go from going to bed at 10 or 11 at night and getting up at like 10 or 11 in the morning to going to bed at like 8 o'clock and getting up at 6 a.m. Like, it's no big deal. And we just kind of brush it off and we're like, oh, I'm going to prove myself. I'm going to be just like all the other moms. I'm going to have the backpack all ready and everything ready to go. And I'm just going to dive into the next thing. I'm not going to slow down. I'm just going to dive into the next thing. I'm going to constantly be performing. Whereas we're actually in this season where we are very, very discombobulated, right? We are super discombobulated and our body needs to come back into this harmony. It isn't like it wants and desires, but it also needs to come back into this harmony with itself. It's a recalibration happening right now. We're going from this state of being discombobulated in this season of summer where it's lackadaisical and everything. And we're going into a season of where, no, like we're getting back into routines and our body craves this. And it's not a bad thing, but we can't skip the part where we recalibrate. We can't skip the part. We can't go from, it's like, you know, like this summer, a lot of this summer I spent teaching my 15-year-old how to drive. And I couldn't take him out. Like we couldn't go in the car for the very first time and go down a road going 55 miles an hour, let alone on an interstate going 65 with on ramps and multiple lanes of traffic. We had to ease into it. We had to get his body ready to be able to handle 55 miles an hour or 45 miles an hour. And that's kind of how I see so many of us is like, we want to just like jump in the car and go 65 miles an hour. We want to skip the process of the recalibration of learning how to get up to 55 to 65 miles an hour. Now, I'm not going to tell, like these horses are getting ready to run, right? Like fire horse year, the horse is getting ready to run and to run fast, but not until September, right? First, we have to get into this transition. We have to recalibrate. We have to go through the full moon, which is coming in a few days. We have to wrap up eclipse season. We have to go into the post shadow. And you might not know what all of that means. You know, like you might be new to the cosmic realms, the astrology, the light codes and everything that I talk about. I try to bring it back down into simple terms that you're going to understand because I know that the women that if you found this, it's like you're curious, but you might not fully understand. And so that's what I want to bring you, this like simple explanation of like our bodies are recalibrating. And so there are things that are really, really boring. There's a lot of boring shit I do every single day that is going to help my body, support my body, and not just my body, my little humans, the little humans that are still left in my home, that's going to help recalibrate our bodies as well into this next season. And so now that you understand, now what are we going to do about it? How do we aid this process of the recalibration? And the first one is like, take that big, deep breath again and allow yourself to be like, it is safe for me to exhale. It is safe for me to slow down. It is safe for me to not be on autopilot and moving 1,000 miles an hour all at once because this season is here to show me what is still in the closet that needs to be purged out? What is still here that is no longer serving me? That's what that's the stuff we're going to release with the new, with the full moon. So what is it that we need to do? The boring shit. Okay. So here's my boring shit that I'm doing. You know, like I said, we got my son dropped off at college. I could be like, oh, I want to like soak up the last 3 days of summer and do as much as we can. Or I could say to my family, hey, we're going to recalibrate and get into routines. So number one, I'm focused on sleep. And I know you're like, Katie, you always say you're focused on sleep, but are you really focused on sleep? Like make sleep your freaking job right now. And with your kids, right? They're not going to be happy about it, but sleep is a key. So we have to prioritize the sleep and getting back into a routine. And so it's like, okay, I am going to like bedtime is, you know, for my, it's like 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. It depends on who it is in our family. For me, it's anywhere between 9 and 10. My husband, he gets up a lot earlier than I do to go to the gym. He's at 9 a.m. or 9 p.m. You know, the 11-year-old, he's at 9 p.m. The 15-year-old, he's probably at 10 p.m. Okay. So by 9, 10 o'clock at night, our house is quiet. We start that process even before that 9 to 10 p.m. You know, we have dinner as a family. We're getting back into routines. We're planning out meals, right? We are, at a certain time we say, hey, no more technology. Maybe we can play a game as a family or we're going to read or we might watch a show together, but none of the like scrolling, like, you know, little videos that come on and off like super fast, like the reels. It's too much simulation for that frontal lobe cortex. After dinner and I tidy up the kitchen and I put in those nice relaxing
diffuser oils like Adaptive and Serenity and Balance. It's kind of that signal to the entire home that, hey, it's time to go into relax mode, right? We're setting alarms. Even if we don't have to be up, we're starting to set alarms and to get our bodies back into its natural rhythms that are going to carry us forward, okay? So we're getting into, we're thinking ahead into the routines, because not only is this helping with our body recalibration and bringing back your, bringing your capacity and your ideas back online as a creative entrepreneur, but it's also immune system support. It's body calibration. It's like activating our cells. It's like nourishing our cells from the inside out, because all of us are going back into environments where we need to have our immune system boosted, because I don't want to be sick going into the fall season. I don't want to have my kids homesick. And so it's all about, like, we always are looking at the ecosystems with the physical and the emotional and the energetics. It's like bringing it back online. It's like tuning the radio dial back into where we can hear the radio station. We got too far away, right? Like, I love my home radio stations, but when I travel, I get like, you know, you get like that hour and a half away, and your radio station starts to like, your radio station starts to kind of like fade away and get scratchy, right? And you're like, oh my gosh, I really wanted that radio station. We need to come back home to our radio station. We need to fine tune. We need to dial in. And sleep is going to be probably the biggest thing for that. Okay. Sleep is going to be the number one thing. Number two, I'm dialing in on my nutrition. I've been all over the place on my nutrition. I love to track macros. You might find that a little bit shocking as an intuitive coach and an intuitive. You're like, well, Katie, don't you intuitively eat? Well, if I wanted to intuitively eat, I would eat carbohydrates all day and drink coffee with, you know, high fat, like heavy whipping cream in it. Okay. So I love to track my macros because it's freedom for me. It shows me like, this is my, you know, this is when I get the adequate amount of protein and carbs and fats for my body feels better. My body can come online. So I'm making sure, we've been kind of all over the place, so I'm making sure I'm eating. Now in my macros, I eat intuitively. Like, do I want, like, what do I want within those? And we're bringing this back online for my kids as well, right? We're making sure we're cooking nutritious meals. We've back in the meal plan. We have the meals planned out for the next 2 weeks. The rest of August, we're getting back, we're making sure we're eating. And this is something that we do almost 90% of the time. We just got a little bit off, not necessarily in summer, just the last couple of weeks. So we're getting that back online. Number three, hydration. I know this is like boring shit. You all are probably like, Katie, I've heard you say this a million times, but my question for you is, even if you've heard me say it or other people say it a million gazillion kajillion times, are you actually freaking doing it, right? Because the reality is most of us aren't actually doing this. And then we create this story that your hormones are a mess and you feel like shit and you've tried everything. But have you tried this for 30 days? Because if you haven't tried what I'm saying in these five boring things for 30 days, you haven't tried everything. And I can guarantee you, if you just tried this for 30 days, you would feel like a new person. Try it for 6 weeks. You're going to feel amazing, right? So sleep, food. Now we're going to talk about water. Our cells. Okay. So right now we're in this cosmic event and our light, I call it the light codes. It's like the cosmos are shining down. And for me, this is God. He's like, come on, people. I'm going to give you everything you need, but you're not listening to me. And it's like these light codes and it's these activation codes and it's like the sun and everything in the cosmos and how they're aligned and the moon and the eclipse season. And it's like, I'm going to recalibrate your body to do the work you're here to do. And I believe that every single one of us have beautiful, beautiful spiritual gifts. And we are here to use those spiritual gifts, but we've gotten so downtrodden and are like so discombobulated, not just from summer, but from just life in general. And we've got all of this like going on inside of us and we're discombobulated. And so like these eclipse seasons and these cosmos come along and the moon comes along to be like, hey,
it's time to recalibrate. And so this is a recalibration. And guess what? When your body's hydrated, it's easy for you to recalibrate. It's easier for you to connect to the moon. It's easier for you to come back into this natural rhythm, this natural harmony, this natural sync with your cyclicality, because your body was meant to live in harmony with Mama Nature. That is how you were created by your creator. And we go against this, right? We eat the crappy food. We don't get the sleep. We don't drink the water. We drink coffee and Diet Cokes instead. And don't get me wrong, I do both. But I also focus on my hydration. And in my hydration, I'm going to put a little bit more of minerals. I'm going to put some deep sea minerals. I'm going to put some magnesium to just help support my nervous system, my overall body, my hydration, because I want these freaking light codes to activate inside of me. I want the cosmos to do what they're here to do. I want my body to live in harmony with the sun, the moon, the stars, and the seasons. I want my cyclicality. That's why I'm calling me, like, I'm the cyclical CEO. You're the cyclical CEO. You're a spiritual being. You're an entrepreneur. You are a badass with magical gifts. And for those magical gifts to activate, for you to tap into your intuition in the way you were designed to tap into your intuition, you have to allow the light codes to activate. And how does that happen? You sleep. You eat well. You drink water. And on to my next one. You use essential oils because they have a high vibrational frequency. They were given to us as tools. And when we use them, they help all of our cells communicate within each other. Okay, so I'm using a lot of essential oils right now. I'm putting, you know, we're using, again, like we're diffusing in the mornings when we wake up. We're supporting our immune systems. I'm putting them all over my skin. I'm putting rose, which is one of the highest vibrational frequencies. I'm putting it all over my body to remind myself that I am a queen. That I am a queen and I am here to do good work. Because I know, like I know, I've got some big plans coming in the fall. I am ready to go places I have never gone before. And I know for many of you, you are feeling that the same. And our bodies have to be ready. Okay. So I'm using my essential oils. And the last one, last but not least, I'm moving my body. I'm out on this walk. I'm moving my body. I'm allowing the energy to move through me. And when I move my body, like today, I'm recording this podcast. I might be listening to music. I might be listening to a song or something. I'm allowing my brain to just flow. What are the messages I need to receive? Oop, there's a dragonfly. I really did just see a dragonfly. Oh, there's several of them. I saw a deer on this walk. A hummingbird came to me this morning, which I know is my mama, saying I'm here. We have access to unseen realms of power all day long. And that can be, for me, it's God, it's Mary Magdalene, it's Holy Spirit. It is, my grandmothers are always a chorus choir around me. Always there giving me guidance, telling me what to do. Giving me guidance when I work with all of you in that intimate relationship. But when I move my body, that's when my brain goes blank and I can actually receive the messages. Move the body. So that's the brain crap I'm doing all day long. And hopefully by doing this episode today, to tell you more about not just what I'm doing that you would maybe see on a carousel on Facebook or whatever. I'm telling you the why behind it, because so many times these things, right? You see it all over. I'm 58 years old and my body looks like this because I do these 7 things every day. Well, the 7 things are probably this, that woman is promoting are probably the same 7 things I just told you, but the intention behind them is different. I'm not doing these 7 things so that I can have a 6-pack of abs. I'm not doing this so that my face can be wrinkle-free when I'm 50. I'm doing these things to recalibrate my discombobulated body so I can come back online, so I can tune the station into that favorite 90s country song that I love, my 90s country. You know, give me some Shania Twain and Brooks and Dunn. And I'm tuning myself back into the frequency of love, the frequency of abundance, the frequency of I am a magical badass with gifts that this world needs. And that's what you are too, my darling. You are a magical badass with so many beautiful spiritual gifts that I don't think that many of us have even dreamed that we have. Or if we have them, we know them, but we're not using them. And my job right now is to bring my gifts back online, and yours is too. And not just yours, but your families, your home ecosystems, because our home ecosystem and how our home operates is part of how your business operates. Your business cannot outperform your body. Your business cannot outperform your home ecosystems. And so until we get to the business strategy, like I am all here for the business strategy, but your number one business strategy that I want to help you with is your body and your home. And then we get to the business because it all flows together. It all flows together, and that's what we're here for. So thank you for tuning in today. If you've listened this far, oh, thank you. I have so much love and so much gratitude for you. I'm super excited for all of our next chapters. I'm going to link down in the show notes everything you want. If you have questions, if you want to learn how to bring essential oils into your life, like, you know, I'm the grandma of essential oils and natural wellness. That was my first business. It's still a very thriving business for me. If you want to learn more about coaching with me to bring your body back in online, until the end of September, I am offering body recalibration sessions. I'm going to be doing those in person, in my home in Polk City, Iowa, or you can do them virtually. And it's a 90-minute session where we do body scans and recalibrations with essential oils and energy work and just lots and lots of fun to bring you back online. And then you get support for about 30 days after that. And so those are going to be launching this week as I come back online. And this podcast is new. So if you're like, hey, I'm not quite sure I want to work with you yet, just follow along, share this episode with a friend. More and more women need to understand the simplicity and the beauty of what it means to recalibrate and bring our bodies online. We don't need fancy systems. We need simplicity, and we need to know how to listen to our own inner knowing, our own inner magic, and stop worrying so much about what everybody else is doing and how everybody else is doing it. So big love to everyone as we navigate this recalibration into the new season. Big love, big hugs, stay magic.